Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So split doubleheader on Saturday. Guardians announced that they have postponed their game against the Yankees.
Okay. It was soggy out there. Supposed to be soggy all day. Was soggy yesterday. Soggy the day before. Though they have fine drainage over at Progressive Field, I understand.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way. It kind of feels like this one is... This makes sense. I was walking by Cleveland State University this morning, and some of the lawn that they had, you could clearly see it was like flooding the lawn.
Well, it's like you told me, you said, hey, there's grass here, and it's underwater.
No matter how good your drainage system is, like, this is an ask. This is tough, you know, and it stinks, but split doubleheader against the Yanks, and we'll see. It's supposed to be gorgeous over the weekend.
Well, that's true, and that's a good thing. So that means you bring everybody in for one game, then you send everybody out, and then you bring everybody back in for the second game.
Well, it is the Yanks.
What does that mean? It means two different gates.
Right. And less Yankee fans that you can let in the door.
Well,
which is really the goal.
In theory.
It's really the goal.
No.
It's really the goal.
So.
They're just insufferable, Jeff.
Yankee fans?
They're just an insufferable.
Who about just walked out? He's a Yankee fan.
He's part of it. It's the one thing that I will forever give him cred for.
Don't know if you're aware of this. We haven't talked a lot about it because when your team doesn't have a first-round draft choice, it's real tough to say, yeah, you know what? I think with that later second-round pick, I think they're gonna earmark this. Well, that's where the Browns are with the upcoming NFL draft. Like, what are they going to do? They're going to go for a wide receiver? They're going to go for a defensive tackle? I think you can't really go there. Ian Rappaport, up there on the X from the NFL Network, sent something out within the last hour, and he says wide receiver Ladd McConkey, who's from Georgia, is visiting with the Atlanta Falcons today after visiting with the Cleveland Browns recently.
Delightful. Good for McCleskey.
He said McConkey.
Right. I said what I said.
McConkey.
I said what I said.
He said Atlanta is one of 14 teams to do in-person work on the versatile wide receiver. McConkey is an intriguing late first, early second option. So there's that. And my thought is, hey, that's outstanding. Hope somebody else is evaluating wide receivers if the Browns want to go there because they haven't hit on one in forever.
Wow. Wow, truthful. Hurtful.
Thank you. I'm glad you said, well, truthful, because I didn't want to have to argue with you about
wow,
it.
Wow. That's hurtful.
Kind of is.
That's hurtful.
Kind of is. I'm going to take us down a bad road. Okay?
Now, why are you doing it? It's a Friday at 1 o'clock, and you're doing this?
So, on Sports Illustrated, which just got sold. Who just bought Sports Illustrated? Somebody else bought Sports Illustrated.
Rod, I should know this.
How do I know that? Because more free articles pop up. That's how I know that. A guy named, I think it's Matt Verderame, wrote a story this week. Worst NFL draft picks of the past 10 years.
Oh, joyous day.
I do not want this to affect our thinking because Andrew Berry didn't draft any of these guys.
Why, you really? Boy, this one's just a bucket of sunshine, ain't it?
Okay, he didn't draft any of these guys. Worst NFL draft picks in the past 10 years. If anybody wants to guess, just do it. Show of hands to yourself and, you know, whatever. Because I don't think we're going to have time for you to call in before I get to it. How many of the top 10 do you think are Browns? Like, thanks, smart guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Really appreciate like, that.
Just because you're right doesn't mean you need to say it.
You didn't have to bring it up, but really glad you did. Thank you very much.
I know my yard is filled with weeds. You don't have to tell me.
Really sweet of you. At number 10 on his list of the top 10 worst draft choices in the last 10 years in the NFL is wide receiver Corey Coleman, who the Browns took in the first round of 2016 with the 15th overall pick. Said it was a terrible year for first-round wide receivers. And Corey Coleman was the first wide receiver taken in the draft.
It wasn't good.
And there weren't very many guys. Will Fuller went later. Josh Doxson went later. Laquan Treadwell, who never really amounted to much. Those guys were all there.
Sure wasn't good.
So Corey Coleman was there. Greg Robinson from the Rams was number 9. He was the second overall pick. He ended up in Cleveland. At least the Browns didn't use the second overall pick on him.
He's
but he
got
was
that
here.
Going for him.
He was here for a couple of years. You remember that?
Got that going for him.
At number 8, Johnny Manziel. 2014, he was the 22nd overall pick. And he says, Manziel, one of the most famous draft picks of the 21st century. And for all of the wrong reasons.
You know, there are brutal. Times when I do this show and I think to myself, it really should be legal for me to drink on the air. This list is one of those moments where I feel like I need to drink on the air.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
Really?
And then put me on about a minute and a half delay as I drink on the air. This is just, what are we?
I'm just throwing this stuff out.
The best part of this entire list is that all of these picks were like 8 years ago.
Well,
that's
now,
the
see,
best part of this whole list.
And that's not a bad way to go here. Problem is the Haslams own the team. The Haslams are still here.
Look, as much as I wish they
didn't draft these guys.
A bottle of Buffalo Trace would do me wonders right now. Like, we're not allowed to have that.
The bad thing is, and here's the bad thing, and why the team has taken a while to find the success. It would be really nice to just say, well, Ray Farmer, how dare you? Except it wasn't just Ray Farmer. That's one of the problems, right?
If you blame that poor homeless man.
No, I'm not blaming him. But Johnny Manziel was the 8th worst pick there. And then it says, due to a lack of maturity, Manziel played only 2 seasons in the NFL, starting 8 games through 7 career touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
Tough to get tape when you're homeless.
And now Johnny's out and about. At number 7, and by golly, I think he should be higher on the list, Justin Gilbert, Browns corner. He was the 8th pick in that draft.
Didn't own an alarm clock.
8th pick in that draft.
Signing bonus didn't include an alarm clock.
It says Cleveland expected Gilbert to be an elite shutdown corner. And like Coleman and Manziel, he was out of the Browns organization after only 2 seasons.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Think about that. Ray Farmer drafted two of them. He drafted Gilbert and Manziel, and Sashi Brown drafted Corey Coleman.
And then Pittsburgh picked them up, I believe, and had him for like a cup of coffee.
They had him for like a week and a half.
Yeah, this guy ain't going to do it either.
And he's actually playing in some bad arena league somewhere right now.
Keep getting those checks. Hope you bought an alarm clock with some of the money.
He was out of football for some time. And here's why I think Justin Gilbert and Johnny Manziel should be higher on the list. At number six, he has Zach Wilson from the Jets. Second overall pick a couple of years ago in 2021. He's not done yet. Now, he's not been good, but I don't think he's done yet. John Ross, the Bengals wide receiver who was faster than Grease Lightning, ninth pick in 2017. That didn't work. He, career-wise, it was 62 catches, then out of the league. Number four, tell me, is this worse than Manziel? Is this worse than Justin Gilbert?
I don't know.
Josh Rosen, quarterback for the Cardinals, who was the 10th pick back in 2018.
Oh.
Is that – I don't know that – Rosen wasn't good, but I think Justin Gilbert might even deserve to be higher on the list. I don't know about that. Remember, Rosen was here for like a week and a half, wasn't he?
Oh, he was here for a training camp.
Mm-hmm. Their number three guy on this list of the top 10 worst NFL draft choices in the last 10 years, I don't agree with this one. Trey Lance of the 49ers, who was the third pick in 2021. And why do I say that? I say that for this reason and this reason only. It clearly didn't work out for him in San Francisco or for the Niners, who gave up three number ones to go get him. But he's not done yet. He's in Dallas. Chances are he's backing up Dak Prescott this year. He's competing with Cooper Rush for that gig. My guess is Lance wins that job this year and Cooper Rush goes somewhere else as a backup.
Yeah, I give you credit. You're not giving up hope on that one, and it seems like the rest of the league's giving up hope.
I don't know. I've read a lot of stuff about Trey Lance, and they say he's a smart kid, really knows football. He's got a really good football mind, and his problem is a lack of playing time, even from college. You know, he didn't play much in college,
really,
and he went
raw
to a small school. Yeah, and it said you need time to develop this guy, and he's not getting that. The second worst pick, he says, Kevin White, wide receiver for Chicago.
Oh, I remember that one.
Seventh pick in 2015. And the worst pick of the 10 worst picks over the last 10 years, and this one's interesting. It's Isaiah Wilson, offensive tackle from the Tennessee Titans, who was the 30th overall pick in 2020. And the problem why? He played one game for the Titans before being out of football. One game. Of course, DUIs and high-speed police chases, multiple suspensions, and failing to report, that could lead to a one-game career. And it did. Now, why do we bring all that up? Well, because the Browns were in three of the top 10. But this will be a better year. And I would tell you, it's been better under Andrew Berry. And that's why I'm real curious to see what they do in the second round, and we'll have some thoughts on that next on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.